With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Noem offering illegal aliens a Christmas gift of sorts if they voluntarily agree to go home. $3,000 cash and a plane ticket. Accept the offer, and Noem says you might get the chance to come back the right way someday. The government's latest update on the U.S. economy, the gross domestic product, shows it expanded at a robust 4.3% annual pace in the third quarter, better than expected. Both consumer and government spending grew. The Republican-led House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform is expanding its investigation of massive fraud in Minnesota's social services program.
Committee Chairman James Comer says, quote, whistleblowers made it clear that taxpayers were defrauded in Minnesota, unquote. The panel is looking into the extensive money laundering and fraud uncovered by the U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota. Kentucky Republican Comer has sent a letter to the Treasury Secretary. In that letter, Chairman Comer has requested all relevant suspicious activity reports to support the committee's probe into the fraud.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The U.S. military has blasted another suspected drug-running boat, this time in the eastern Pacific. Meanwhile, President Trump delivering a fresh warning to Venezuela's socialist dictator.
As the U.S. Coast Guard steps up efforts to interdict oil tankers in the Caribbean Sea, the president increased his rhetoric toward President Maduro.
If he wants to do something, if he plays tough, it'll be the last time he's ever able to play tough.
The White House says it is targeting tankers flying under a false flag. The president also repeated his threat of U.S. forces conducting land strikes in Venezuela against drug traffickers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 85 points. The Nasdaq, 16 points higher. This is SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration issues a warning.
The agency says companies that make devices designed to help people live as the opposite sex must stop marketing their products to children. FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry says, quote, one of the most barbaric features of a society is the mutilation of its children. Pushing transgender ideology in children is predatory, it's wrong, and it needs to stop. The FDA is sending letters of warning to 12 companies accused of illegal marketing. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court has blocked Michigan's ban on conversion therapy for minors, declaring it violates the First Amendment rights of therapists and counselors. In a 2-1 opinion, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals says the law illegally restricts speech that reflects the moral beliefs of therapists. Sets aside a lower court's ruling and granted a preliminary injunction sought by Catholic Charities in this case. This is SRN News. Instacart ending a program where customers saw different prices for the same product ordered at the same time from the same store.
The program was meant to help retailers learn more about what kinds of prices customers would pay for items. It created controversy, though, after a report from Consumer Reports and two advocacy groups said Instacart offered nearly 3 out of every 4 grocery items to shoppers at multiple prices in an experiment. Instacart said the different prices were offered at random, not based on any personal customer information or on demand like in-surge pricing. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Federal Communications Commission is banning new foreign-made drones, a move that will keep new Chinese-made drones out of the U.S. The announcement comes a year after Congress passed a defense bill that raised national security concerns about Chinese-made drones, which have become a dominant player in the U.S. marketplace. More details, SRNNews.com.